But this is the final Tuesday in October, so that means an MCCSC school board meeting tonight, and a very busy one. And to help us sort through it is the superintendent of MCCSC schools, Dr. Judy DeMuth. Dr. DeMuth, good morning. How are you?
Great, Mike. And you just reminded me with the rain today, a reminder to parents that winter is quickly approaching, so you need to have a plan for your children. If we should have to delay or release early, I hope every family has a plan so that children are safe.
Yeah, that's a great point as well, because we know here in this part of the world, we enjoy some warm temperatures sometimes when we shouldn't have them, but we have to remember this time of year, sometimes we get some cold things happening when we're not really expecting them either, but you're right. Make a plan. Talk about that when you're out trick-or-treating on Saturday and have some fun.
That's right.
And have some fun with it. You have a very, well, and they always are, but this one seems a little bit more busier tonight at the MCCSC meeting. It takes place 6 p.m. at the Administration Center, 315 East North Drive. And plenty of things on the agenda tonight, and I think we'll start with the major one. It's the budget, and all the T's are crossed and I's are dotted, and now it gets officially approved tonight.
Yes, we'll be forwarding the budget this evening for approval. You know, that is a very long process, which, you know, actually starts in January and February. So just as we close this one off this month, Mr. Thrasher will be busy preparing our next budget in January and February. So it's a rather long process. This is the culminating activity. Like you said, all the T's are crossed, I's are dotted. It's sent into the state, and we should be in great shape on that.
And speaking of the budget quickly, and you mentioned how, again, Tim gets, we'll give Tim 12 hours off, that it's back to work for
that's
Tim.
That's right.
This kind of ties in with the referendum moving forward as well. Talk about the balance of maybe the next budget or budgets down the road, how that's going to be affected by the timing of the referendum, and who gets to sort all that out.
Yes, well, that's a great point. And as you know, every year we have a foundational amount for the number of students we serve. And that's really the money that goes, I call it the meat and potatoes of the budget, which is our general fund operating balance or operating fund. And that money goes toward paying people, and people is salary and benefits. And so the more people that we have diverted to the various opportunities that kids have and the learning opportunities, that's where that money is used. So as we prepared this budget, looking down the road, in 2016, we are up for a renewal of our referendum. Our referendum is like the icing on the cake. It provides a lot of great opportunities for our students that many don't have in other school corporations because they have to live within that per pupil amount that they're given by the state. So we are very fortunate, and you know, we want to thank all of our community members for passing that major referendum so that we can have lots of additional opportunities that, again, many school corporations don't experience. So as we look forward to 2016, hopefully the board will give me some direction this evening on when they'd like to see a resolution presented to them, and that would signify if, in fact, we were going to have a May or a November renewal question placed on the ballot. So we're looking forward to that, and again, we believe that that referendum gives our students really unbelievable experiences above and beyond what our operating balance would give us.
No, I'm not asking you to look inside your crystal ball, because I'm not sure if you have one, and if you do, is it crystal ball or magic eight ball? I think sometimes we get confused on that, because the future's not always cut and dry. But we've seen, again, for the third time, another charter school or the same charter school trying to be started up, ready to go in Monroe County. That's going to affect some funding as well. How does that all get incorporated, and how do you even plan for that if that is going to be the case down the road?
Well, you know, it's pretty simple. You know, it's just like our home budgets. The pie is only so big, right?
Right.
We only have so many dollars. And the more we divide that up, and if those of you who have children understand this, as the children get older, they take a little bit more money. And so as the pie that gets divided up, that means that every entity gets less money. So, you know, we have a great school corporation. We can provide all those experiences for children. And my whole position is that why divide that pie even more when we have less than we should have in the first place? So, again, I think that I will be there advocating for them not to be approved. And I believe it just really comes down to the opportunities that we have for our kids. If we're going to put money anywhere, let's keep it with the programming that we have. And if there are courses out there or suggestions on courses that people would like to have, we always try to pursue that and provide those for our kids. And so we will be glad to do that, but we don't need another entity paying people to do the same things that we're doing.
Dr. Judy DeMuth is our guest this morning. She's the superintendent of the MCCSE School Corporation, and they have their big school board meeting coming up tonight. Some other things on the agenda we'll pay attention to. The school board is also considering several contracts, writes the HT, one of them which moves the district towards a bus tracking app. Tell us a little bit about that and what we need to know.
Yes, we've been looking at an app called Here Comes the Bus. And as you know, when you have to send your children, particularly if they're walking down a long driveway or they have to go to a centrally located spot, it'd be nice to know where the bus is so that they can not have to be out in the elements as long as some of them have to stay out in the elements.
Right.
And so with this feature, a parent could actually track how close the bus is and then monitor how long it takes their children to get to the stop, and then they won't have to stand out there quite as long. And so
it takes out the guessing game, right?
Absolutely. We're really looking forward to that. Like yesterday, we unfortunately had a bus accident. So we had to get on, call all the parents, try to text them or email them and let them know that the bus was going to be 10 or 15 minutes late because of the accident. And so this would be very nice because they could track it on their phone, see that their bus is held up, and then kind of get a flag, if you will, a red flag to let them know that another bus is on their way, and then they can monitor where that bus is as compared to where they live.
Yeah, because I think in this day of information, when people don't know, they're more frightened, whether the outcome is good or bad. That's not even the deal anymore. I just think if people have information, it puts them at ease a little bit better. So yesterday at Tap Road, no injuries were reported. That's the good news on that side of things as well. So now that contract with the app is going to be where are we at in that process? Is it something you're vetting right now? Or is it something you're going to prove and get going with?
Yes, we are ready to go.
Oh, good. Okay, great.
Contract put in place. Our IT department is working with that and trying to put that in place, you know, in terms of the technology piece, and we should be ready to go relatively soon. So we're looking forward to that. And I'd also like to bring to the attention of the community on what we call Election Day right now, and some people are suggesting when we don't have an election, call it Civic Engagement Day. Students will not be in attendance. So that is actually on Tuesday, November 3rd. And what happens on that day is that we have a tremendous professional development activity for our staff, and we have 60-some presenters. We're running it like a conference, and all of these presenters focus on meeting the needs of all students. So we've got a lot of diversity in terms of our speakers, and we look forward to that conference for our staff, and hopefully students have a lot of great activities going on in the community while our staff goes through a great professional development activity.
And another reminder to parents, if there is no school a week from today, so make sure you have that angle covered as well, because obviously with some of the schools being polling places, you can't have people in and out all day. That's just more of a security concern, correct?
Absolutely. And, you know, our schools do service polling places. Some of our schools are conducive to that because we can set them off in a separate wing where we can actually box them off. But most of our schools, particularly at the elementary level, that would be very difficult to do. So, you know, rather than have a lot of patrons or voters in the building at the same time and trying to keep them away from students, the best thing that we can do for our kids is to not have school that day and let them stay at home and then work with our staff on meeting the needs of all of them.
Now, the calendar and everything set, people are still rumbling about the school day and when it starts and when it doesn't start. Does that ever come up for discussion, or how can people get involved if they want to make their voices heard about that?
Well, this evening, as you know, we had a broad-based committee that studied the calendar, and they've come up, I think, and tried to respond to the amazing amount of input that they had. So we're looking forward to those calendars being presented. We had a work session with the board on them last week, and then this evening they'll be presented for hopefully approval. And so, again, I thank that committee for working on that. The length of day comes up all the time. And quite honestly,
everywhere you go, huh?
That's right. If I could make short, tweaks to that day, I certainly will try to do that. We are studying that. I've studied it now for almost 5 years. It really comes down to a transportation issue, and we are working with a person right now to see if we've missed something, and there's a way to close the gap, if you will. We have a two-tiered transportation system, a busing system, so we can't.
Yeah, everybody can't go at the same day. They can't go at the same time. It's just
unfortunately, that's right. We don't have enough buses, unfortunately. So we need an hour between those two, and so if I can close that gap, I can shorten a day. But the unfortunate part about it is every time our consultants look at it, they tell me how many buses we have to buy, and it's cost prohibitive. So we are looking to see if there's something that we can do. We've been doing that for a number of years and really have focused in on this, because when the calendar committee came together, that they pointed that out, that that's a big concern. And I said, we will continue to work on that. We are continuing to work on that. And if there's any way that we can make changes in terms of closing that gap in our transportation, we certainly will. The other thing I reminded a group of parents is, there was a community just north of us who decided not to bus students because actually it was financial. And, the courts ruled that we had to provide transportation.
Right.
So because we do have to provide transportation, it has to be in a situation that it works for all of our families. And that's why I got to try to close that gap, if I can, between the two tiers of the transportation system.
Dr. DeMuth, excellent job this morning. We always appreciate your time, especially on a busy Tuesday morning. Meeting time is 6 p.m. tonight, the Administration Center, 315 East North Drive. And you can see tonight's agenda at mccse.edu. Thank you for your time. Bring your umbrella, stay dry, and we'll talk to you in November. That sounds kind of creepy to say, doesn't it?
That's right. And thank you, Mike. And I know your partner in crime is listening.
Yeah,
so
Keith, get better, Keith.
And, that's right. Thank you.
Thanks, Dr. DeMuth. We appreciate it. Judy DeMuth, she's the superintendent of MCCSE Schools, and she's right. Keith, get better.